morning. Are you awake? Welcome to Spirit of the Morning. I hope you're awake, and if not, we're going to make sure you are awake. I'm Gary Zimak, coming to you live today from Des Moines, Iowa, where it's 12 degrees, very chilly. So if you think it's bad in the Delaware Valley, be glad that you're not in Des Moines because it's really cold here. I was blessed last night to be able to speak at the 10th anniversary dinner for Iowa Catholic Radio. It was a great event. We'll talk more about it during the day, during the hour. But the really cool thing about this event last night was we were celebrating Catholic Radio in Iowa. But here in the Delaware Valley, we celebrate Holy Spirit Radio. And as I mentioned in my talk last night, Holy Spirit Radio was responsible for my conversion because I was very lukewarm. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about this throughout the hour because I haven't talked too much about this on the air, but Holy Spirit Radio was completely instrumental in drawing me closer to Jesus Christ. So it's an incredible blessing, and I'm so blessed to be here. I'm also blessed to be in spirit, not physically, but in spirit with my sidekick, Mr. Dave Parker. Brother Parker, are you there?
Yes, Brother Zimak. Hey, how are you out there in Des Moines,
Hello, Dave.
Iowa?
Dave, are you there?
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure if Dave is here. I'm not hearing Dave, but hopefully you're hearing me. See, this is what happens when we try to do the show remotely. Hopefully you're hearing me. And today on the program, we'll get Dave there. Dave's somewhere. We'll locate Dave. Since I'm not in town, but somehow Parker is missing. But now we're hearing some other funky noise. Not sure what's going on in the studio. But today on the program, we'll be joined by Father Jeffrey Kirby, and he'll talk about his new Bible study on the Gospel of Luke. We'll talk about one of the books he wrote, which is called Lord, Teach Us to Pray. This is one of my favorite books, and I'm glad Father Kirby was willing to come on the show to talk about it. We'll do that. We'll have music. We'll take a look at today's Gospel. In addition, we'll have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. That'll be coming up at 7:50 today. So if you're nervous, if you're scared, if you're feeling a little tense for whatever reason, hang in there, and we will do that Be Not Afraid Bible verse, and that'll get you settled down.
Gary.
Wait a minute. Mr. Parker.
Can you hear me, Gary?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Okay, all right, guys. What are you guys doing? You're killing me.
We're killing you. Well, hey,
I'm the one who's
a few, maybe one little glitch. It was a button, I think, and we overshot that, and now we found it. Okay, you know, we're good to go now.
You guys, I thought you were hanging me out to dry here, but I'm glad you're with me. Oh, man. How are you, Mr. Parker?
I'm doing very well, Gary, and sorry about that little glitch. I can hear you, and you said it's, what, 12 degrees out there?
12 degrees. 12 degrees right now.
Oh,
it's
my goodness.
It's chilly, but the good news is the snow is coming in, but I think it'll be tomorrow and Sunday.
Okay.
So I should be able to get out of here, and I'm going to be leaving right after the show. But, man, I'll tell you, it's chilly. But it's clear. It was sunny yesterday, and not a lot of wind, so it was not that unpleasant. It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. Well, if I can hearken back, I heard your intro about the event last night and how well it went.
It was amazing, Dave, I'll tell you, because I'm so blessed to be part of Catholic Radio, and no matter where you go, Frank and I were in Birmingham not too long ago at the EWTN radio conference. And we met a lot of the other affiliates, EWTN affiliates around the country. We hear the same story all the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about radio, but yet I got involved because I felt there was a need. I felt the Lord calling me to do this. Most of us who do this, we don't have a lot of experience or any experience in radio or broadcasting, but we just feel this call. We hear the Lord calling us to get out there and spread the good news, and that's what we're doing. It's pretty obvious that those of us who are on the air on Spirit of the Morning, we don't have a lot of experience, right, Mr. Parker?
Well, yes, but...
it shows, right?
Sometimes, but for the most part, we're doing very well, I think, Gary. And every day can be a learning experience, you know?
That's right. And we're getting the good news out there. I think that's the important thing.
I agree.
So, Dave, why don't we begin with prayer, and then we'll chat a little bit more on the other side.
Sounds good.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the gift of another day. Thank you for the blessing of Catholic Radio and Holy Spirit Radio in particular. Help us to continue to spread the good news, not only over the airwaves, but in our offices, in our homes, wherever we go today. Because, Father in heaven, we know that your message needs to be proclaimed, and we ask you to use us. We ask you to give us the strength to be able to do that, to bring light into a dark world. We ask you, Father, to bless all of us, all of our families. We ask you to help anyone who is sick, anyone who is lonely, anyone who is anxious. We ask you to be with anyone who might be homeless today, also anyone who is homebound. We also pray for our priests, our religious, our deacons. We pray for an increase in vocations. We pray for our government officials, that they may follow your law, Father, and lead others closer to you. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Dave, how are things without me there?
They're pretty quiet, Gare. Frank's here, and you know, we arrived and we got prepped for the show, but it's not the same without you. You know, in physical form. You know.
Mm, well, thank you for saying that. Any donuts in the studio? You guys didn't get donuts without me.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
And I would tell you, honestly.
I know you would. You're an honest guy. So what's the weekend looking like, Dave? Any plans?
Gare, you know, are we coming to the end of the second week of Advent? And then the Christmas...
We're headed into the third week of Advent.
Yeah. So Christmas is upon us. I plan to do some shopping. Probably tomorrow... Not Sunday so much, but tomorrow's Saturday, and my wife and I are still getting the house ready and decorated and all that kind of stuff. So, because we have some family coming in for Christmas. My son, who is currently in Korea with the Army, he will be coming home on leave, and he'll be coming up on the 24th of December, midday. So, you know, all the we talk about the preparation and the frenzy, but we're trying to be very measured with it and just
do it, and we'll
get it done, and then we don't have to worry about the craziness the last week, you know.
That's smart. That's the way to do it, because if you wait till the last minute, everything becomes a lot more stressful, doesn't it?
How about you, Gare? I mean, you'll be coming in tonight, is that correct?
I'll be coming in this afternoon, flying into Philly this afternoon. Let's see, tomorrow, food shopping in the morning. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Weekend. Yeah. Food shopping, daily mass. Eileen and I go to daily mass in the morning, we'll go food shopping. And then on Sunday, we have a birthday party for our nephew, so that should be fun.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And by the way, Mr. Parker, we will talk about the Eagles later in the show.
Okay.
We'll get a prediction. I know you're still working on this, but the Eagles are playing the Redskins this Sunday.
Yes.
So we will talk about that. The Sixers ended their losing streak last night. That's big news,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the Flyers. And the Flyers won. I don't know if you had a chance to check that out.
I did not.
Okay, the Flyers 6, the Edmonton Oilers 5. And I only caught a little bit of that sports news en route to the station, but hey, looks like our teams, or most of them, are on a roll, and we just be loyal fans despite the ups and downs, as it were.
That's right. We're going to hang in there, and it's funny. Last night I was talking to somebody about the Phillies. Everywhere I go, and they find out I'm from the Philadelphia area, the topic of sports comes up. Mm-hmm. People know a lot about Philadelphia sports. It's funny, even in Iowa, no matter where you go. And this town is buzzing still from the World Series, because the AAA farm team for the Cubs is located in Des Moines. I went past the stadium yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
The Iowa Cubs have been around for years. They've been their AAA team. So with the Cubs World Series adventure this year, a lot of talk about that happening in the area. So they're still talking about that.
Yes.
Anyway.
I'm sure that the afterglow will continue for months, years.
If history repeats itself, it's going to be a long time for the Cubbies to pull that off again, right?
Yes. I mean, it was really, for those, who knows? Who knows what the future holds? Maybe next year they'll repeat, but then maybe not.
Exactly. Well, anyway, let's take a look at the gospel from today's Mass. The gospel comes to us from Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 through 19. By the way, we do have the gospel and everything we talk about today. That will be linked at spiritinthemorning.com, so check it out. Think about it later. Today's message is an interesting one. This is one of those gospels, kind of short, kind of to the point, but it really fits into the Advent preparation, the theme of Advent preparation. This is what we're doing. We're preparing to welcome Jesus more deeply into our lives. And I want to talk more about that after I do the gospel, but let's do it now. Matthew 11, verses 16 through 19. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said he is possessed by a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is vindicated by her works." This is a tricky gospel today.
Wow. Well,
you know, right, Dave? It's a reminder of just how mm-hmm. cynical we can be as humans mm-hmm. sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you've experienced this in your life, I'm sure, when we try to live our faith, and we try to proclaim that good news out in the world, in the workplace, at home. Even at home, we get sometimes criticized mm-hmm. by people saying, well, that's not unrealistic, or it's not realistic, or you just hate everybody, or the Catholic mm-hmm. Church has too many rules, one thing or another. You know, that negativity comes into play.
Yeah.
And it's challenging to present the good news in a positive way, but it really is good news.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we try to do on the show here, to be mm-hmm. positive about it.
Absolutely. Or, as you just said, when we're encountered by people, how can you believe that stuff? I mean, maybe as a child, but as you grew up, how can you hang on to that stuff? You know,
right?
You know,
right.
So yeah, there are a lot of cynics out there, but they're maybe ready or could be ripe for the for converting, and that's when we have to be patient, you know, and try and engage them. You know,
that's right, and that's one of the themes that came up at the talk last night. In fact, I talked about it. The president of Iowa Catholic Radio talked about it, and this is something that I've seen in my own life. What we do here at Catholic Radio, and what we do in our own lives, when we try to talk about Jesus to other people, you know, we don't have to be, we could do it in very subtle ways, but when we try to proclaim the good news, not everybody's going to be ready for the message mm-hmm. when we're talking about it. So what we try to do is plant seeds. Mm-hmm. And what we do here at Holy Spirit Radio and what Catholic Radio does in general is we put those seeds out there. We spread that good news and we continue to be there so that when somebody needs us, well, they just happen to turn on the dial, we're there. And that's what happened in my life with Catholic Radio, with mm-hmm. Holy Spirit Radio. In fact, when I was ready, when I was receptive, I turned on 1570 as I was going to work over in South Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and I got the signal, and I was able to get what I needed to hear at the time.
Oh, amen,
so
brother.
We never know when somebody will be receptive. In my own life, there were times when I wasn't receptive. Mm-hmm. We want to continue to just plant those seeds and let the Holy Spirit do His job, because ultimately, He's the one doing the conversion.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gary, you know, we have about 30 seconds until the break, and I have a similar thing. I would listen to Holy Spirit Radio, and the Spirit put on my heart about 3.5 years ago to call the station, to volunteer mm-hmm. to maybe do voice work, and look, here I am. Praise God, you know.
Yep.
But the station, and I listened to the station well before that. Anyway, so we're coming up on the break, Gare.
All right, awesome. So I do want to say one more thing. We talked about, and I'll talk a little bit more about this after the break. We talked at lunch yesterday. We talked at the dinner. This is all about encountering Jesus. This is what we do here. When you get Jesus in your life, great things are going to happen. So we're going to continue to bring Jesus to you right now. The time, 7:14. Hang in there. We'll be back after the break.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 9th. Today we celebrate Saint Juan Diego. The names of Our Lady of Guadalupe and Juan Diego will forever be linked. It was to him that Mary appeared at Tepeyac Hill on December 9th, 1531. Speaking in his own language, Mary sought his help in building a church at the very place where she stood. As evidence of her appearance, Mary left her image on Juan Diego's cloak. Dutifully, he told his bishop of the miraculous vision of the dark-skinned lady. In time, Juan Diego lived near the shrine constructed at Tepeyac. Long revered as a holy man and a catechist who taught by word and example, Juan Diego is now honored as a saint. At his canonization in 2002, Pope John Paul II referred to Juan as representative of all the indigenous people who accepted the gospel of Jesus, thanks to the maternal aid of Mary. Thousands gathered in the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe for the ceremony honoring Mexico's first indigenous saint.
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
God has come to earth.
And that was God Has Come to Earth by Aaron Shoust. As we continue to get you ready to welcome the Savior, we welcome him into our hearts more deeply. That's the purpose of Advent. You're going to hear more and more Christmas music as we get closer to the big day. I'm Gary Zimak, coming to you live today from Des Moines, Iowa, where I was speaking last night at the Iowa Catholic Radio 10th Anniversary Dinner. Your weather in Philadelphia right now, 30 degrees. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 25. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. And be happy that you're not here right now, because in Des Moines today, 12 degrees with a high of 27. So, Dave Parker, it's not so bad where you are.
I know.
It's beach weather, brother.
Yes, it is. You know, everybody break out the suntan lotion.
Right. Okay. That's right. It's funny when I tell people here that it's cold back home and I tell them what the temperature is, they laugh at me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, it's very cold here. But I understand we have a visitor in our studio. Our friend, Fearless Frank Eliason, has joined.
And I'm not even tripping over any speaker wires or mics or anything, so it's great. But it's nice and bright.
That only happens when I'm there, Frank, right?
So our equipment is safe today.
Yes, it is.
Excellent. That's good. Yeah, that's right. I can't do any destruction remotely.
Yeah, I didn't want to go there earlier when you asked how's, you know, without you, but I didn't want to be negative. No, just
but I tried to brighten it up here so you'll be able to see every wire now. So, you know, we won't have that problem anymore.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear we have new lights installed.
Yeah, bring your sunglasses.
You know, I look better in dim lighting. That's the only thing I have to warn you about. So. You're going to have to look at me. So, Frank, we got something big going on today at the station.
That's right. Well, actually, we always have things big going on at the station.
Absolutely.
Isn't that what we're all about?
Correct.
Yeah. You know, first of all, today at 11, we have the Kingsmen on. So just, that's going to be live today at 11. So keep that in mind for our listeners. But tonight, we're going to do a live event, and you know we hope to do many, many more of these. Mm. But it's Carol Night at Immaculata, and it's a tradition that we did at with COJ for years. We haven't done it over the past couple of years. Well, we're back, and we're going to be broadcasting it tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll also be rebroadcasting it between now and Christmas. So, you know, this is just going to be a fun night to get to out and do this. Love being out in the community and being able to broadcast these really mm-hmm. cool events.
Absolutely. Especially in Advent and as we run up to Christmas. I hear it's a fabulous production.
Yeah, exactly. They go in the rotunda, and they actually use all the layers in the rotunda to sing. I just can't wait to hear the sound.
Oh yes,
flows through that. I think it's going to be quite amazing.
I just got chills thinking about that. I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
So I'm looking forward to it, and you know, between good test run for our next week, where we're going to be, you know, at St. Hubert's and Lansdowne Catholic, you know, getting this experience of broadcasting live from various places within the community, it really gives us such interesting capabilities.
Mm. That's right, and Frank, we're just getting started. We have other ideas planned too that we're not going to talk about yet, but. We have lots of ideas.
Kind of gets scary, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Although
I have confidence in you. As long as you'll be there, Frank, I'm okay.
When it's this cold, I really think we should just say we're going to broadcast from, I don't know, the Caribbean. Think Dale will be
that's a good idea.
Allow us that. It would be just the ideal thing, you know, right on the beach.
Really?
I'd be good with that.
Well, maybe Frank, after Christmas and New Year's, maybe we can take a break, and maybe Dale would agree to that. Maybe not.
I like the sound of this. I like the way you think. And by the way, Frank, you did mention next week we are going to be live at St. Hubert's High School in Northeast Philadelphia on Monday, and Liz Ann Pando, the president of St. Hubert's, she's a good friend, and she's got all kinds of good things planned for us. So. We have lots of surprises coming up on Monday. Maybe some that we don't even know about.
That's the nature of live radio. That's the best part to live radio.
Oh, it is.
We are real.
We're real, you know?
Yeah. That's right. And we're going to do more of this, and we're also investigating the possibility of doing some broadcasts from restaurants or diners and, you know, wherever. So you guys let us know if you have any place in mind. Maybe you want to invite us to your coffee shop, your diner. We want to do the show from different remote locations, and we will be, as Frank said, going to Lansdale Catholic on Wednesday as well. So, going to be exciting, going to be a new adventure, but it'll be a lot of fun.
Hey, Gary, I have a question. You know, you're out in Des Moines, and I know that's, you know, it's a pretty sophisticated city, but are you right in downtown Des Moines? Or are you on the outskirts? Are you out in the cornfields? Where are you staying?
No, sir. I am, as we speak now, I'm looking out my hotel room right on, I believe it's the Des Moines River.
Oh.
And I am, downtown is right here. The Capitol's right down the street. It's a beautiful city. I've never been here before.
Mm-hmm. I've been through there once or twice, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of fun last night because we did our big event, and I didn't know this, but Donald Trump was in town as well. He was right down the street.
I heard that.
Yeah.
He must have heard you were there.
Yes.
Yeah, we tried to get him to come over to the event, but he was doing other things. But, yeah, it's kind of exciting. The downtown area was really crazy. But it's fun, and you know the beautiful thing, guys, when I go out and I do events like this, especially when I meet other Catholic radio members from other Catholic radio stations, we all have the same stories to tell. Not a lot of experience in Catholic radio, but yet we're doing what we're doing because we feel the Lord calling us to do it. Mm-hmm. And the stories that I keep hearing, not only at our station, but from all these other station personnel, is that they'll get a call saying, I listened to your station, you helped me get started in the morning, thank you for being there, you saved my life. I mean, you guys have heard these stories too. And that's why we do what we do.
They really tug at your heart, and you know, people that have found the faith due to listening to the radio. Mm-hmm. You know, our own Deacon Rich Napoli.
Oh,
you
know, yes.
Credits. Mm. You know, Holy Spirit Radio, among other things, as
along
part
with Janet,
of
his wife.
Exactly, and he's a deacon now. You know, the one person who I was speaking to not that long ago who said, "Hey, you know what? I listened to the radio and Catholic Answers Live is what brought me back to the faith fully."
Yes.
You know, this is what we're about. This is what this is all about. Mm-hmm. So you know, I find it incredible, especially meeting all those people around the country that are doing the same thing. We've been doing it for 18 years now.
Yeah.
So, you know, but the fact is every day there's new people learning to do these things and use media.
Maybe we can talk about that after the break, which is coming up, Gary.
Well, sounds good, Mr. Parker. When we come back from the break, Father Jeffrey Curtin will join us to talk about his new Bible study on the Gospel of Luke. Don't go anywhere. It's 7:26 on Spirit in the Morning.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio news update. Space pioneer and former U.S. Senator John Glenn, who died yesterday at age 95, is being hailed as a hero by politicians, astronauts, educators, and others. On Twitter, former President George H.W. Bush said, quote, "By his inspirational leadership spearheading our space program, John helped push back the horizon of discovery," end quote. Pope Francis remembered struggling families, the jobless, and those forced to take what he called undignified work as Rome's holiday season begins. The Holy Father drew attention to those on society's margins yesterday afternoon at the Spanish Steps in Rome for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Standing at the foot of a towering column topped by a statue of the Virgin Mary, Pope Francis prayed for families who struggle ever harder because of many internal and outside problems. He also prayed for workers who, quote, "for necessity, struggle to do undignified labor, those who lost a job or can't find one," end quote. And South Korean lawmakers have impeached their president, Park Geun-hye. The stunning and swift fall for the country's first female leader came amid protests that drew millions to the streets. The prime minister will assume the leadership role until South Korea's constitutional court rules on whether Park must permanently step down. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
My name is Joe Zimmerman, and my brother and I own Summers and Zims. We would be pleased to provide you with high-quality service for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. We are pleased to serve the listeners in Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. Our phone number at Summers and Zims is 610-593-5129, or you can simply Google Summers and Zims. My prayer is that God would bless you through His Word as you listen to Holy Spirit Radio.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. A Charlie Brown Christmas has been a TV favorite for over 50 years, owing largely to the story's inclusion of the religious element of the season. Though writer and musician Jason Sorosky had seen the special many times, he noticed something new when rewatching it one year. Linus always carries a security blanket, but when he's reciting the story of Jesus' birth from Luke's Gospel, he drops the blanket when he quotes the line, "Fear not." Writing for the website Crosswalk, Sorosky observed, "It's pretty clear what Charles Schulz was saying. The birth of Jesus allows us to simply drop the false security we have been grasping so tightly and learn to trust and cling to Him instead." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
One by Natalie Grant. I love the message of that song. We can all be that miracle for someone else. You and me, we can be Jesus to somebody around us today. How can we do it? Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you, and He will do that. My name is Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Right now, I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, doing the show remotely. Dave Parker is back in the studio, keeping things running, keeping us on the air. Father Jeff Kirby is a priest of the Diocese of Charleston, South Carolina. He shepherds two parishes in North Central South Carolina. He has authored several books, including Lord Teach Us to Pray, which, by the way, is a fantastic book. I love it. 101 Surprising Facts About St. Peter's in the Vatican,
The Life and Witness of St. Maria Goretti, and Doors of Mercy, A Journey Through Salvation History. And Father Kirby has recently co-authored or co-instructed a program, Luke, the Gospel of Mercy. And he's here to talk about that with us today. Father Kirby, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Hey, Father, the last time we got to hang out, we were in Tampa, Florida in the summer. Now, you know,
that's right.
This is what I don't understand. I'm working for the Lord. He's got me in Tampa in the summer, and I'm in Des Moines, where it's 12 degrees in December. I don't know what's going on there, Father. Right? But you, I guess when the Lord calls you to go somewhere, you do it.
I was going to say, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not, I guess.
I hear you.
God has a sense of humor.
Yeah, that's right. Father, I want to talk to you. I'm really excited to come on the show to talk about this Bible study on the Gospel of Luke. Let me ask you, before we get to the specifics of the program, what's unique about Luke's Gospel?
Well, first, I think what's very unique and something that certainly appeals to many of us is that Luke is the only Gentile writer of the New Testament.
Oh.
So you can imagine that his entire perspective of Jesus was outside of a real full knowledge of Old Testament revelation. So Luke didn't grow up with the prophecies. He didn't grow up under the ceremonial law as Matthew, Mark, and John had done. So Luke is encountering Jesus as many of us, as Gentile Christians, are approaching Jesus. Secondly, all of Luke's knowledge of Jesus was mediated, was given to him by someone else. So we're pretty certain that Luke did not meet Jesus in this life. So In one sense, he's our gospel writer. As Gentiles, as people who've received the knowledge of Jesus Christ by tradition, by the testimony of others.
Wow! So it's definitely a unique perspective, and one that we can relate to. And Father Luke has also given us that beautiful account of the Annunciation, when the angel appeared to the Blessed Mother. I know what I've heard in the past. Maybe you can confirm this. The conjecture is that Luke knew Mary personally. Have you heard that?
Absolutely. In fact, that was a beautiful gospel that we just heard yesterday, again, in the Immaculate Conception Mass. And Luke tells us himself in his gospel that he was able to speak. He said that he himself was not an eyewitness, but he was able to speak with many of the eyewitnesses. And because of the strong Marian focus of Luke's gospel, and the testimony of tradition, that we're pretty certain that Luke interviewed, we could say, Mary of Nazareth, received many of the details of Jesus' early life directly from her. He also met St. Peter, St. Mark. He was a disciple of St. Paul. So in many respects, Luke was able to take the best of the early eyewitnesses and give us a real systematic gospel, a summary of the Lord's life and teaching.
Well, what a blessing that he was able to do that. Now, the program is entitled Luke, the Gospel of Mercy. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit on that theme of mercy as it appears in the Gospel of Luke?
Yes, that's a central theme of Luke. He has a few. A radical call to discipleship, simplicity of life, but especially mercy. And perhaps he's stressing that because he was a Gentile. He knew that, you know, as Gentiles, we're kind of late in the game a little bit.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, called and chosen, of course, but we were not the original chosen people. We were not a member of that group. So perhaps for that reason, Luke is just stressing mercy. And of course, I should state the obvious that Luke knew he was a sinner, as we all do. So in Luke's gospel, we see stories and teachings of Jesus recounted that none of the other evangelists give us. And the great thing about this, Gary, is these are endearing stories. The prodigal son, the good Samaritan, the good thief, the widow of Nain, the Lord resuscitates her son, the story of Martha and Mary, their debate over serving Jesus, and so on. So these just powerful stories that we are for us such a mark of our understanding of the gospel that only Luke gives us because of his focus on mercy.
Wow. And we certainly all need God's mercy every day. Father, let's talk about the specifics of the program. It is an online program, is that correct?
It can be. A group can live stream it, or they can use DVDs. It really is designed for groups. So it can be a small group, Knights of Columbus Council, women's group. It can be, if a parish has small groups or prayer groups, it could be an entire parish. Okay. You know, there are parishes that have said, you know what, this is going to be our parish formation program.
Nice.
And so they've used it that way. So there's either a live stream or a DVD that has an instruction from Dr. Paul Thigpen. He's kind of in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then it switches to me. I'm on site. So I'm in one of the holy places, either in Rome or Assisi, you know. And, I got the good part.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm applying it, saying, okay, well, now we've just heard this teaching from Luke's gospel about the Lord. Here is how we can live it. Here's how we can apply it. And that's an important part for us in this program because we didn't just want it to be just a Bible study. We want it to be, you know, a study of the gospel, and a help in living the gospel. So now with all that said, I will say that there is a kind of at-home version.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for example, someone's parish isn't doing it, or small groups aren't doing it, or their work schedule is such that they can't participate in a group program that might exist in their area, and they just have to do it at home. Well, there's an at-home version as well. So the preference is a group so that it can be, the gospel can be, you know, shared with two or three. But if circumstances are such that that's not possible, then there is an at-home version.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Now, where can we go to find out more information about this program?
Yes, I'd say the best way is the publisher, so St. Benedict Press. And they have all the information there, or Catholic Scripture Study International. So both groups were involved in producing the program. It is from the Catholic Scripture Study. So either one of those groups, and they can go to their website and stuff like that. So.
Okay, and we will have a link up at spiritinthemorning.com, so it'll be easy to get to. Father, we're up against the break. We have a few minutes left, but I don't want to let you go without talking about one of my favorite books, Lord, Teach Us to Pray. I love this book, Father. It is so helpful.
Thank you. Thank
really
you, Gary.
And
I tell you, amen. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Like,
I love it.
Born from the trenches.
Yeah, and in the few minutes we have remaining, can you talk about that? Because when I heard you speak, you brought up a common problem. So many of us Catholics, and this is something I struggle with, we struggle to have a friendship with Jesus Christ. And I think so many times, many Catholics don't even realize that's possible. But if you don't have that friendship, then nothing else is going to be right in your spiritual life, right? I mean, have you seen this in your own life?
Absolutely. You know, having a sacramental system is one of the greatest gifts that God has given to us, to the human family. But if we don't have that friendship with Jesus Christ, then the sacramental system can get warped. It can become cold ritual. It can become monotony. In a really bad situation, it can become idolatry. You know, so we have to have this friendship with Jesus Christ. That's marked by discipleship. It's marked by a desire for holiness,
mm-hmm.
because that's, you know, the church says every sacrament presupposes faith.
Right. Well,
even infant baptism, it's the faith of the parents. They're giving testimony and making promises to the church that, you know, they will raise the child, the baptized child in the faith. So every sacrament presupposes faith, and that means we have to have faith. We have to live a life of faith. Paul tells us in Galatians, the life I live now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And one of the few times Paul used the possessive, the possessive pronoun, because he had to. It's for me that Christ died for me because he loved me. And every disciple, each one of us, we have to have that radically personal knowledge of God's love for us and his invitation to us to love him back. And that's what brings it all together.
It does. And in the book, you just so nicely go over it. Because people struggle with the idea of prayer sometimes. Well, I don't know if I'm praying correctly. And really, there's no wrong way to pray as long as you're talking to the Lord.
Amen. Right?
But you bring it, you give some nice suggestions in the book, so I strongly recommend that book as well. Lord, teach us to pray. Father, before you go, can we ask you to give us your blessing?
Absolutely. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you to pour out your Spirit upon us, especially in this Advent season, as we prepare for your second coming, and as we prepare to celebrate your holy nativity. We ask that you fill us with all the fruits of your Spirit, and that we be faithful and loving witnesses to you in our world. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, also, your website is fatherkirby.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, yep.
Excellent. So we can follow you there as well. Father, thank you so much for coming on. Have a blessed Advent and a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you, Gary. Take care.
All right. You're welcome. That's Father Jeffrey Kirby. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak. Dawning by Aaron Keyes, another one of the songs we bring you to help you remember that hope is dawning. During the Advent season, we have the hope. We have the hope of not only the Savior who was born 2,000 years ago, but the Savior coming to us in our hearts to live with us, as Father Kirby was talking about, to have that relationship with us. He wants to walk with us, and he wants to help us. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Time right now is 7:50. That means it's time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Today we go to the letter of James, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3.
if you're struggling with problems, if you got something going on in your life, if you are dealing with some sort of adversity, this is a message from the Lord to you. Here it is. Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And those of us who have gone through something, and look, we've all gone through something, we realize that our faith grows a lot stronger during times of struggles than it does when it's smooth sailing. So we can be thankful for that. I know it doesn't feel good at the time, but the Lord allows these things to happen in our lives because he loves us. So he allows things to happen to us that will draw us closer to him. My big thing has always been anxiety. You know my deal. I've struggled with anxiety from the time I was young. But through my anxiety, I've gotten to know Jesus. I've gotten to grow closer to him. So I know it's hard, but I want you today to try to keep this verse in mind, and we will have this link at spiritinthemorning.com, to keep it in mind and realize that the Lord's allowing you to struggle with certain things because he's trying to draw you closer to him, and he wants your faith to grow. Ask him for the help to be able to persevere and to be able to see him in every situation that happens to you today. So you'll see, you start to do that, and things will seem better. You'll be able to feel peace even in the midst of your struggles. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. And in case you missed the start of the show, in case you're wondering why I sound a little different today, I'm calling in from Des Moines, Iowa, where I was speaking last night at the 10th anniversary banquet for Iowa Catholic Radio. I would like to say I'll be back in the studio on Monday, but I won't be back in the studio. In fact, Dave Parker, Frank, and myself, none of us will be in the studio. Where will we be? We'll be at St. Hubert's High School in Northeast Philadelphia. We'll be broadcasting the program live, so I hope you tune in for that. Tuesday on the show, pardon me, we'll have Teresa Tomeo as our guest. I'll be back in the studio on Tuesday. Teresa will join us. Wednesday, we take it on the road again as we go to Lansdale Catholic High School. Thursday on the program, one of my favorite guests. I got a lot of favorite guests. One of your favorite personalities, Lisa Hendy from CatholicMom.com, will wake up at 4:30 in Southern California to join us on the show. And then on Friday, none other than John Ed Benkovic will be joining us on the program. So we've got a lot of big things happening on the show next week. And even after that, we have lots of great things coming up. So stick with us. Let your friends know about Spirit in the Morning. Let your fellow parishioners, your friends, your children, your spouse, everybody you can think of, let them know that Spirit in the Morning is here to help get your morning started off. We want to focus on Jesus. He is real. He's real, and we want to help you remember that he's real. It's very easy to get caught up in the day-to-day struggles that you're going to face, especially as you prepare for Christmas, and forget about Jesus. We don't want to forget about Jesus because he's the reason for the season. I know that's an old cliche, but it's true, and he's also the Prince of Peace. So if you're struggling with anxiety, if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel like you're hopeless, Jesus is the person you need to get to know. And we're going to try to help you do that on Spirit of the Morning. I would love to hear from you. So if you have any comments on the show, if you want to just send me an email, let me know where you may be listening from. I would love to hear from you. My email is gary@holyspiritradio.org. Dave Parker, are you still there, my
brother? I'm hanging in. I'm right here, Gary. Hey, I was thinking real quick. You know how, yeah, Frank, we were expanding our equipment and everything else? I heard a rumor that Frank was looking at a 1978 VW bus for our road trips.
I love it.
But I don't know. It's not confirmed. He's not looking at me. Anyways, but now seriously, folks. We're looking forward very much to being on the road and meeting you where you are. And St. Hubert's is our kickoff.
That's right. It's going to be fun, Dave.
Absolutely, Gare.
I don't know what to expect. As they say, we can expect the unexpected, right?
Right, right. Yeah, it should go well. You know, what could go wrong?
Yeah, exactly. What can go wrong? Well, we'll
don't answer
out.
That. Nothing. The Holy Spirit is guiding us.
You know what's really neat, Dave, though? A few months ago, none of us even envisioned that this show would be taking place, but I believe the Holy Spirit brought us all together at the right time, and here we are.
Amen, brother. I agree.
As Mother Angelica has said, we don't know what we're doing, but we're getting pretty good at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We at least have the first part mastered.
Yeah.
We have the don't know what we're doing part mastered. But that's the thing. We're doing it for the Lord. And we're getting a lot of good feedback, and that's really cool. We are real people. It's pretty obvious that Dave, Frank, myself, we're real people. We're walking the walk, too. We're struggling every day. And that's why we want you to know. We deal with these problems. We deal with the little crises of faith. We deal with the struggles of life. And we're trying to help you, and you help us. You help us more than you know. Your prayers, your support, through email, through phone calls, we're all in this together. We're all trying to get to heaven, and we're all trying to turn to the Lord each day. So mm-hmm. that's what we do here. And we thank you for listening to the show. Mm-hmm. And Dave, I thank you for being back there, holding down the fort.
My pleasure, Gare. Again, what a blessing. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
I know, man. I know. It's really cool. Now, before we end the program, I talked about the Eagles. The Eagles are playing the Redskins this weekend. I've got a feeling now. I know I always turn to you for your prediction, but mm-hmm. I've got a feeling that the Eagles are going to win. And this mm-hmm. is the reason I think they're going to. It's not scientific. It's just that as a longtime Philadelphia sports fan, here's the way it works. Just when we're ready to give up on the team, and look, I'll be honest, I go off on and off the bandwagon. I'm a typical Philadelphia fan. I complain when the teams aren't doing good. I'm probably not as loyal as I should be, but I've been at this for years. I've been through a lot of ups and downs. But just when the team, you're about to write them off, this is what happens. They win. And they start to come back. So mm-hmm. I predict an Eagles victory against the Skins this week.
Okay.
Mr. Parker?
I concur.
I do.
Right. The game's at 1 o'clock, everyone. So maybe want to set your DVRs if you're out doing Christmas things. And, Gare, with the short time we have left, about a minute and a half, I concur with you. Yeah, you never know. So every game, they can start over and they can bring it this weekend, you know?
That's right. On any given Sunday, right, brother?
Exactly.
That's right. Why don't we end with our prayer? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Grant that your people, we pray, Almighty God, may be ever watchful for the coming of your only begotten Son, that as the author of our salvation himself has taught us, we may hasten alert and with lighted lamps to meet him when he comes, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Dave, I'm packing up my bag, getting ready to head out and take the airport shuttle,
mm-hmm.
flying through Chicago back to Philadelphia today.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an
safe.
Exciting journey.
Godspeed, brother.
Thank you so much. Thanks for keeping things going back at Holy Spirit Radio, and I look forward to being with you again on Monday, Mr. Parker.
And likewise, Gare.
Yeah, so, and I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. Again, let me know if you have any questions. Gary at HolySpiritRadio.org is my email address. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, Monday, live at St. Hubert's. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be an exciting hour. We've got lots of good things planned.
Hey, Gare, we're going to give you a wake-up call, okay, just to be safe, okay, on Monday.
You're buying breakfast.
All right, that's all. Frank showed up again, okay. Breakfast is on me. Have a great weekend. God bless you. Thank you, students.